This is Simon Peterson with Reflections. Arriving at Chester on the west coast of England at 2 a.m. on a cold winter's night, after a rough passage across the Irish Channel, I found I had 6 hours to wait before the train would arrive to take me the rest of my journey. Chester Station is a dreary place to wait in at this hour and season. It is cold, desolate, and terribly drafty, being open from end to end and not a terminus. I went to the waiting room and found an old porter, apparently the only man left on the premises at that hour, sweeping out the room. I could not help noticing his face, as it had such a happy, patient look. "Are you here all night?" I said. "Oh, for many, many years, sir. I've been on night duty here, but I'm almost worn out now." "It must be very cold for you. You don't look very strong." "No, sir, I'm not. And I'm almost racked to death with rheumatism. But, oh, sir, I've had such a blessed time this night, although the cold has gone right through my old bones." Curious to know, but half suspecting the old porter's source of comfort, I said that there was not much comfort in being frozen to death with cold. "Oh, sir," said the man, his face all lighting up, "it's not that, but what I've been thinking of before you came in. I was thinking of our blessed Jesus, and what love it was of him to go and take a body that could feel and go through all his sorrow and suffering down here, that he might be able to understand all my cold and pain this night while he's up there in heaven. I know he's feeling for me, and he knows and understands all I suffer. And when I think of him feeling for me and loving me up there, I seem not to mind the pain. Oh, 'tis a wonderful thing, his love, isn't it, sir?" Through God's mercy, I was enabled to share my fellow pilgrim's enjoyment of the Good Shepherd's love and a happy time we spent talking of the one dear to both our hearts.
If you would like to receive free daily devotionals, log on to www.activated.org.